if I have some dreams which turn out to be right, that means some problems that are going to come in that I see in the dreams, they happen in future. So how do I understand this? Yes. Some of us have waking foresight, which is a normal ability, and some of us may have a sleeping foresight, which is like a paranormal ability. Waking foresight means that when a person is going to take a particular course of action, we can see that it is going to lead to trouble, that is going to lead to disaster. That is waking foresight. So some people can see the future, not necessarily in the literal sense of exactly what is going to happen, but in the broad sense of, okay, this kind of course of action is going to lead to serious troubles. But when they tell others about it, the others just don't accept it because they can't connect with it. What do you mean there will be big trouble? So the important thing is that whether it's from waking state or the sleeping state, whether we are actually, if it's anukul for bhakti, we use it. If it's patikul for bhakti, we don't use it. So when we talk about waking foresight, that means the capacity to intellectually understand the long-term consequences of a particular course of action and then decide whether we should pursue in the persevere in that action or not. Sleeping foresight, we could say, that is one of a whole set of abilities which are called ESP, extrasensory perception. Some people have that more, some people have that less. Most of us may have it so less that it is negligible, but others may have it quite a bit. So in this case, if that past intimation which comes to, if that intimation of the future which comes to us in a dream, if we can use it to make certain decisions, use it to guide certain people, then we can use it and see how things go. Again, you know, even our knowledge may have limited influence. How much of a difference is it going to make? We have to see. So, actually, the principle of bhakti is that whatever is favorable for bhakti, we use it in the service of Krishna. In bhakti, we use it. So, if we find that a particular facility that we have, which is unique, which is special if not unique, and say which enables us to see the future, then there's no reason to not use this facility. Because the future, it's not all of it is controlled. Just like some people, sometimes the government gives us, or the meteorological institutes give us weather forecast. So weather forecast tells us the kind of weather that is going to be there. It doesn't tell us whether we will have to get wet or not. We can minimize the trouble by knowing that there's a weather forecast of rains. We can have an umbrella so that our drenching in the rains becomes as less as possible. Similarly, if we have the karmic capacity by which we can foresee the future to some extent, then we can use it to try to minimize the damage caused by that force we can minimize the force of the damage that may be caused when those things unfold. But while using such paranormal abilities, one has to be careful that one doesn't get too excited by them. The source of those dreams, sometimes the dreams can come from Krishna, sometimes the dreams may come from our own subconsciousness, sometimes the dreams may be just concatenations of various impressions that we may have had in the course of our life. Prabhupada gives the example that we may see gold in the treasury, and we may see a mountain, and we may imagine a golden mountain. So like that, random impressions from the waking experience can get concatenated together to form what seems like a spiritual experience, what seems to have often, with the help of the subtle body. But actually subtle body, which is the mechanism for these things to happen, that is attached to the soul. Subtle body is actually tied to the soul. A subtle body, being there that way, it can contain certain things which are which may enable us to foresee the future. So if we want to develop that paranormal side within us, that mystic side within us, we can definitely develop it if we want to. But that alone does not comprise spiritual advancement. That means the capacity to see the future is special, but it is not necessarily a spiritual ability. Like any other ability, it can be spiritualized. It can be used in Krishna's service. But then one has to be cautious about how one goes about doing that. So how exactly, if I get some dreams, how do I know about which time of the future they are talking about? Who exactly is involved? Sometimes it may be clear, sometimes it may be hazy. So in general, our focus should be in the normal standard processes of bhakti. That is what we focus on: hearing, associating with devotees, doing deity worship, chanting. And by that we grow primarily. And if while pursuing a life of devotion, if somehow we get some paranormal inputs from some sources, we can use those inputs also to come up with some preventive measures for avoiding the troublesome situation that we may have envisioned. But we shouldn't become obsessed about, oh, when can I get the next message? When can I see the next sight of something? And that way, we can get caught in just looking after one after another and never get what we want. So we better be careful to gradually move onwards and try to not just immediately act on any dream, nor immediately reject the dream also. Observe it and then try to find out if there are some patterns in which kind of dreams they turn out to be real. Sometimes it happens that dreams in the early morning or dreams in the late night or whatever it may be for us, they are the kind of dreams which turn out to be real. And then once we have found some patterns like this, then we may take some of our dreams seriously. But overall, trying to decode dreams should never become a higher priority than practicing bhakti. Because, you know, decoding dreams alone will not purify us. It is remembering Krishna and serving Krishna that purifies us. And if for the purpose of remembering and serving Krishna in this world, if sometimes decoding dreams is helpful, then we can use that as a practice that is anukul to bhakti. But like all other practices, it can always distract us if we get too caught by the practice. And because this is a very special ability, which very few people may be having, so the tendency to get infatuated and then to become proud of it is also there. And one has to exercise due caution while using it.